You're listening to SBS News.
Prince Andrew has been out of the media spotlight in recent weeks thanks to the controversy surrounding the Duke and Duchess of Sussex and their plans to step away from royal duties. But that spotlight is well and truly back on the prince after the FBI announced that so far he had failed to cooperate with them in their investigation into the affairs of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Berman, the US attorney for the Southern District of New York, told reporters they had drawn a blank.
Our office doesn't comment on whether an individual cooperates or doesn't cooperate with our investigation. However, in Prince Andrew's case, he publicly offered, indeed in a press release, offered to cooperate with law enforcement investigating the crimes committed by Jeffrey Epstein and his co-conspirators. So I think in that context, it's fair for people to know whether Prince Andrew has followed through with that public commitment. So let me say that the Southern District of New York and the FBI have contacted Prince Andrew's attorneys and requested to interview Prince Andrew. And to date, Prince Andrew has provided zero cooperation.
Prince Andrew made the offer to be interviewed by investigators after his interview with the BBC's Emily Maitlis for the Newsnight programme. In the interview, widely thought to be a PR catastrophe, he denied even knowing Virginia Giuffre, who claimed that she had been forced by Jeffrey Epstein to have sex with the prince.
I can absolutely categorically tell you it never happened.
Ms. Giuffre, now aged 35 and living in Australia, detailed how the pair danced together at a London nightclub in March 2001 before going to a house belonging to British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell, a close friend of Jeffrey Epstein. Prince Andrew told the BBC he has an alibi. He had been at a pizza restaurant at the time.
Going to Pizza Express in Woking is an unusual thing for me to do. A very unusual thing for me to do. I've only been to Woking a couple of times. And I remember it weirdly distinctly. As soon as somebody reminded me of it, I went, oh yes, I remember that.
US Attorney Jeffrey Berman says even though Epstein committed suicide and is beyond the reach of the law, investigators are looking into the actions of those who were part of his circle of friends.
The original charges against Jeffrey Epstein contained a conspiracy charge, and we alleged that there were conspirators involved. And Jeffrey Epstein couldn't have done what he did without the assistance of others, and I can assure you that our investigation is moving forward.
During the Newsnight interview, Prince Andrew admitted he regretted continuing a relationship with Epstein after the man's initial sex offence conviction.
Do I regret the fact that he has quite obviously conducted himself in a manner unbecoming? Yes.
Unbecoming? He was a sex offender?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm being polite.
Lawyer and specialist in media law Mark Stevens says the prince has no duty to cooperate with the US investigation.
I'm not at all surprised that Prince Andrew has not apparently cooperated with the Epstein inquiry. Prince Andrew will have been told by his lawyers. It may appear morally indefensible, but in truth, any competent lawyer is going to tell him, whether he was a witness or indeed a defendant, that he has no obligation to give evidence if he doesn't wish to, and he has a right to silence. So not cooperating is very much an option for him. And indeed, if it was attempted to make him cooperate, he's entitled to state immunity because he's a prince of this country.
If the prince continues to refuse to cooperate with the investigating team, is there anything else they can do? Well, apparently not, according to Mr. Stevens.
The US prosecutors will not be able to extradite him to the USA. He's entitled to state immunity as a prince from this country. And as a consequence of that, they will not be able to have their criminal reach towards him. But of course, at the moment, he's only wanted as a witness.
CNN legal analyst Shan Wu says anyone else would probably be forced to cooperate and admits that refusing to be interviewed may only add to the prince's public relations woes, but is probably his most sensible option.
I think were he not a prince and he were a person without these sort of extra considerations, he would be an important witness that they would want to talk to, and I think they would not have much hesitation about issuing a subpoena. There are some complications with the person being overseas, but I don't think they would have any concern with seeking to compel him to talk to them. Mm. It's a public relations disaster for them, but that's the point. From a lawyer's point of view, I would rather have my client have a public relations problem than have a legal problem.
Mark Stevens says Buckingham Palace appears to have been taken by surprise by the announcement from the investigating team, and he expects they'll make a comment sometime in the future. Alan Lee, SBS News.